Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 10th, Thankful Tuesday. I'm still doing my closet session, so please beware if there's some noise that it's probably just somebody cutting their grass. We're in Romans chapter 12 today. And we'll be reading verses 9 through, 21. And then we'll move over to Psalm 59. But I think we should go over our memory verse. What do you think? We're memorizing Romans 8, 1 and 2 in the English Standard Version. Remember, at the beginning of verse 1, there is twice. So it's there is, therefore. And then remember that in Christ Jesus is listed twice in these two verses as well. And there's a law of the Spirit, and there's a law of sin and death. Here we go. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. And that is something to be thankful for on this Thankful Tuesday, the fact that we are not condemned. In Christ, we have freedom and we have forgiveness. In Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 9, we have a section about love and action. And there's a series of commands about love and then the application of the gospel to different relationships in our lives. We end with verse 21 today that says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And when we end today, I want that to be our refrain, a prayer. Lord, help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord." On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 59, verses 1 through 10, and this is another of those imprecatory Psalms, where David is calling out for justice. And the superscript says this about the psalm. It was when Saul had sent men to watch David's house in order to kill him. You know, we think about David being protected from the enemies, often in him prevailing, but he lived a very tumultuous life and was often on the run. And because of this, we have these wonderful psalms that help us in times of distress. Psalm 59, 1 through 10. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me? Fierce men conspire against me. For no offense or sin of mine, Lord, I have done no wrong. Yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. The words from their lips are sharp as swords, and they think, "Who can hear us?" But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all the nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. Thank you for listening along on this Thankful Tuesday. In this psalm, I see several things for us to be thankful for about God's character. He knows, it says in verse 7, that the wicked people think, "Who can hear us?" But then in verse 8, it says, God laughs because he hears and knows all. So we're thankful, Lord, that you are all-knowing and that you listen to us. This psalm also reminds us that he brings victory to his people, and he is our strength, our fortress, our hiding place. I love how verse 9 says, "You are my strength," not just "you give me strength" or "you help me," but "you are my strength." I think this is a good way for us to regroup and to think, Lord, in me, you be the strength that I don't have. Will you pray with me? Lord, help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Help us in moments of frustration to believe your word. Lord, help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil by good. Lord, we thank you for a person in our lives who has lived in a way to help us flourish. Lord, help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Holy Spirit, would you do your work of transforming our hearts? Thank you for a place where we can steal away to be with you. Or if there's not many silent places in our house or in our lives, we thank you for this holy moment wherever we are. Lord, help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. When evil seems to win the day, Lord, help us to focus on the fact that you are our strength. And you provide many, many blessings. In this moment, we thank you for a thing that you have provided us. Finally, Lord, we ask once again that you would help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good through the power of your Holy Spirit and because of Jesus Christ, who is our propitiation, our atoning sacrifice. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.